This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Mr. Treasurer, Treasurer Beach, you tell me.
Mr. Treasurer is what most folks call me, Mr. Treasurer, but you can call me Brandon. I'm not big on titles, but I'm glad to be on your show.
Well, I am glad to have you here, Brandon, and we're all trying to figure this out. Last week, you got to strike the very last penny that's going into circulation. We're just getting out of the penny-making business. Is that right?
Correct. It was a historic day, a historic moment, and I was honored to be the one to be able to strike the last penny after 232 years of pennies in our country. I struck the last one, and we're going to auction that off and hopefully get $3 to $5 million for it. But it was a great honor to strike it and hold it and take pictures and be there to do that. Let me tell you what, we have seen the demand of pennies decrease. We went pre-COVID, we were doing about $9 billion a year. Last year, we produced $2 billion. So, and not only was the demand decreasing, the cost tripled to 4 cents to make a penny. So it just didn't make sense. And this is part of President Trump's common sense agenda.
Yep.
To really be fiscally smart and just use some common sense. And we're going to save the taxpayers $56 million annually by not producing the penny. So that's a good thing for the American people. And but let me be very crystal clear. We have 300 billion pennies in circulation. The penny is still legal tender. We have pennies that should last for years to come.
Yep.
We are just not going to make any more. And that's where we're at. So we don't hoard your pennies. Go ahead and use them.
Right.
And they'll be around for a while.
Is this something we're looking at now? Because you're right. President Trump is all about common sense. One of the many things that I love about President Trump is that not a guy that stands on ceremony, not a guy who indulges people with silliness, says, hey, does this make sense? Cost us 4 cents to make a penny. People aren't using them. That's it. We're done. Do we have the same view now? Do we start looking at nickels and dimes and quarters, the same sort of thing?
Well, we are looking at the nickel right now. We have legislation in French Hill's Financial Services Committee in the House to go to a different alloy from nickel to a zinc. Right now, the nickel costs us 13.8 cents to make a nickel. So we think we know we can go to a different zinc alloy and where it will cost 4.5 cents to make the nickel. And once they pass the bill, we will do that. We're setting up to do that. Because we want to save the American taxpayer money. We do not want to, and we didn't really want to discontinue the penny and the nickel at the same time.
Right.
So we're going to make the nickel cost effective. The dime is already cost effective and the quarter is already cost effective.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
Okay.
And I think we'll get that done. And let me tell you this about President Trump and his common sense agenda and America First agenda. The president doesn't believe government creates jobs. He believes the private sector creates jobs. But what he does believe is we as government can create a conducive environment through fair trade, low taxes, less regulation, an educated workforce, and infrastructure investment, both roads, bridges, and 21st century infrastructure like fiber and satellites and so on. Mm-hmm. And if we do those things and get out the way, then the economy will thrive and it'll do well, and we'll see prices come down. And the other thing I would tell you, I got to know the president during the campaign, and it didn't take me long to figure out he loves our country. He loves and respects law enforcement and the military, but what he really loves is capitalism. He wants you, your kids, and your grandkids to be able to pursue the American dream in any zip code in our country if you're willing to work hard. And he believes that you can make as much money as you want and be as prosperous as you want. And if we give you the tools and the toolbox, then you should be able to have the chance to be successful if you're willing to work for it. You know, an example I use a lot, I'm originally from Louisiana, and I don't know if you've heard of a guy named Todd Graves, but he couldn't get a loan from a bank, so he went and worked on the oil wells for a couple years, to save up $40,000, and then he started a little chicken chain called Raising Cane's, and now he's worth $22 billion. And I tell people that only happens in America. Right. You can pursue the American dream if you're willing to work hard, be creative, market your product, and do well. You can make as much money as you want. And that's an example of someone that had an idea, and he pursued it. And God bless him. He's been very successful and created a lot of jobs.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that's so beautiful about this, let me remind everybody, Brandon Beach is joining us. Brandon Beach is the treasurer of the United States. Brandon, one of the things that comes across with President Trump that a lot of people don't get, because they get this skewed view from these ridiculous pseudo reporters. But for anybody who's ever spent a couple of moments with him on a personal basis, and I not like I'm saying I'm his best buddy, but I've had a couple of occasions now to chat with him. This is a man who's not only smart, he's funny, and he cares. When I chatted with him, with my background, I mean, it's not all about me, but let me just share it with you. Former police officer here. I have a severely disabled daughter that I live my life to help, and other disabled kiddos around America. President Trump legitimately cares, and he never, ever gets the credit for that. I mean, it's just, to me, it's awful that he's mistreated in that way.
No, you're exactly right. He asks about my daughter all the time, every time I'm with him, my family. He is very caring, very smart, and again, he loves our country. Yeah. And I can tell you, I was backstage with him at a lot of rallies. And he didn't publicize this, but he would have at least 25 to 30 sheriff's deputies and law enforcement or military folks. He would take pictures with them, and he really cared about them. And he wanted to make sure that they had the tools in their toolbox to do their job and be safe. Yeah. And so I saw it firsthand, his genuine caring of people. And he wants this country to do well and America first. And the other thing I would tell you, he realizes that we don't just want to be energy independent. We want to be energy dominant. And when we're energy dominant, you will see the transportation costs go down, cost of goods go down, and the economy really do well. And he's got us all working together. He's got Chris Wright, the Secretary of Energy, working with Secretary Burgum at Interior. Mm-hmm. He's got us working with SBA and Commerce. We're all working together to come up with ideas and action plans to make the economy. He talks a lot about the golden age economy. When he offered me this job, he said, you're going to come up here and help me create a golden age economy. He wants everybody in every zip code to have the opportunity to be prosperous, and that's what we're doing.
Well, Brandon Beach, let me ask you about where we are. We saw President Trump come out with the One Big Beautiful Bill, and here we have, right now, we were just chatting about it a few moments ago, those of us who consider ourselves working class, working families, we're paying our bills, trying to make our lives a little bit better for the next generation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The cost of Thanksgiving has come down now, thanks to President Trump. Working families are really getting a break. There still is a sense, you know, hey, things are expensive, and people forget we had 4 years of mismanagement that he's
Jeff, we inherited a mess. And in 10 months, we've made a lot of progress. You don't hear people talking about the price of eggs right now. Fuel costs are going down. The September jobs report came out today with 119,000 new jobs. The stock market has hit record highs, I think, six or seven times in the last 10 months. So just give it some more time. Yep. Get the one big beautiful bill, lower taxes, less regulation. That's the other thing I've heard the president talk a lot about, is getting rid of senseless regulation. Now, you got to have some regulation, sure. But when it takes 7 years to do an environmental study to build a two-mile road, that's ridiculous. Yep. If you can't find something wrong with the environment in 18 months, it shouldn't take 7 years. We've got to build infrastructure, and there's a direct correlation between infrastructure investment and economic development and job creation, and he understands that.
This is one of those questions everybody is curious about when you talk with the Treasurer of the United States. Did you practice your signature before it went on every piece of currency, or did you just kind of wing it and go, nah, you know what, that's how I sign my name. People are going to have to deal with it.
I just signed my name.
I got that sense, sir, that you're just right to the point, get the job done, right? Just like the president.
Yeah. I'm just up here to help the president and help the American people have a golden age economy. Yeah. And let me tell you what else we have coming up. Next year is our 250-year birthday celebration.
Yes.
You're going to hear President Trump. You're going to hear me. You're going to hear the administration talking about American exceptionalism, yep, American pride, and American spirit. And we want to create this sense of how lucky we are to live in this country. We also have the FIFA World Cup that's going to be in several of our cities showcasing our country, mm-hmm, and what a great place this is to live, to do business, and prosper. So I think next year is going to be an exciting year for us as a country, and we need to take advantage of it and tell the stories of the Raisin Canes and some of these folks that started off with $1,000 and built a company. And, we've just got story after story to tell. And that doesn't happen in China or any other place around the world. Nope. It happens in America, and it's because of the capitalism and the American enterprise system that has been so successful for the last 250 years.
It absolutely is. And I will tell you, you and the team up there, President Trump's team, are doing an amazing job. Again, you don't get the credit. You don't get the kudos. But I do want you to know, you tell the president, please, because you'll certainly see him sooner than I will. But you let him know that real people out here are on his side, that we pull for him. We're praying for that team. We can see that there's progress being made. Part of my responsibility, frankly, is to remind people that for 4 years, to put it mildly, this nation was mismanaged, and it takes time to right that ship. But we are seeing that, we are feeling that, we get it. And I just hope you, the president, that whole team up there, stay the course, because we understand that as we get ready to celebrate 250 years, you couldn't ask for a better group of people to be in charge.
Well, I can tell you, you're right. He has surrounded himself with really smart people. You look at Secretary Bessent; he's doing a great job on the international front with these tariffs and negotiations. Secretary Rubio is doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's really got a good team, and we're all working together for the common goal of making it better for the American public.
You're doing a great job. I appreciate you being here, sir, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat again. I'd love to get you back with developments as all this stuff unfolds.
Well, I'd love to come back on your show, and then, Jeff, if you're ever up in D.C., please stop by Treasury. I'd love to give you a tour of this building. It's a lot of history in this building.
Well, you can count on that. I will make the trip up 95, my friend. I don't do it for a lot, but for that, I'm up there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. That is Brandon Beach. He is the Treasurer of the United States. Germ, you heard that. Bookmark that. I may need to play that when I show up at the Department of the Treasury. But honest to goodness, I would love to get a tour of the department. I really would. There's some great stuff that goes on there. And what a nice guy. What a good guy. This is what I keep finding, even as the leftists want to tell you terrible things, and they're making so much junk up about President Trump and some of the people there. I just, every time I talk with somebody who was on the Trump team, I'm serious now, I find good people who are just trying to do the right thing for the American people. Well, that's a good situation to be in. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 523, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, we're going to chat with a different beach. Another really good beach. Talking about Chris Beach, executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. He's going to be here at 535. We are 1 week out from Thanksgiving. We're a couple of weeks out from Christmas. Father Christmas is underway. Yeah, you know what happens? Every year, the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia helps some dads in our community who, frankly, just need a little help. And men being men, that's who we are, that's what we are. We're kind of wired in a certain way, are we not? We don't like to ask for help. We don't traditionally reach out to other people and say, you know, I'm having a difficult time, or the holidays this year are really, really going to be hard. We just suck it up and get on with it. Well, what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has done for a number of years now is to find exactly those dads. Dads who are not asking anybody for anything but could use a little help. And that has developed into Father Christmas. We take those dads and we give them each $500. And most of them say, oh, well, that's great. That's great. Now I can buy. And it's like, no, you don't have to buy anything because we're taking care of the gifts. So that dad legitimately has $500 in his pocket. He can spend it on himself, although I've yet to meet a single one of these dads who has done that. He might need it for the rent or the mortgage. That happens. He might need it for utility bills. Or maybe he says, hey, I really am going to treat myself for the first time in years. Whatever it is, it's his. No questions asked. And those kids, no questions asked. We're taking care of them as well. And so we're just trying to figure out, that's why Chris Beach is going to be here from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia in a couple of moments. Where are we? What do we need? Do we need people to adopt the families? Do we need people to finance Father Christmas? Oh, and I was reminded that last year at Christmas, there was a Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia Christmas float in the big Dominion Energy Parade. I don't know if we're doing that again this year. A couple of people reached out. So I'll put Chris Beach on the spot. And he can say yes, no, maybe, we don't know. Whatever the answer is fine. I'm not worried about that. But I do want to know if that is going to be happening this year. It's all very, very, very good stuff. A quick reminder. You can always go to newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to anything you might have missed. You can download anything and everything. And tomorrow is Friday. Now, there's a very special Blue Friday tomorrow. Why? Well, because the actual final Friday of the month, you and I are not going to be here. It's Black Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving, so not going to be anybody working, right? Well, law enforcement will be working, but I want everybody to be able to hear. So tomorrow, we have a special piece of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor right at 3:35. We will honor our recipient for the month. It is 5:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Five 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I just want to let you know, tomorrow, even though it is not the final Friday of the month because of Thanksgiving next week and what have you, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor for the month of November. We're going to do it tomorrow at 3:30. So I want to make sure that you tune in for that. We're always excited about that. And we have a really, really good honoree this month. Senior Officer Rocky Navarro from the Colonial Heights Police Department is the recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor for November. And tomorrow at 3:30, we'll share his story. He'll be with us. All right. It is getting to be that time of the year. We're 1 week out from Thanksgiving. We're a few weeks out from Christmas. We got great dads in our community who every year get a little help. It's always a surprise, thanks to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, Father Christmas. And my dear friend Chris Beach is the man who is responsible for all of this. We got to figure out where we are, what we need to do. Brother Beach, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, and I love how you say I'm responsible for this, but it's not me. It's people like you, so that's, I just want to make that clear. So.
Well, okay. Let's talk about you. This is not all about me. It's not all about you either. You're right. But there are a lot of great folks in our community who step up every single year. Remind everybody what Father Christmas is, what it does, and hey, how can we all get involved and help?
Well, the first part of Father Christmas is done. We had over 300 nominations this year across the Commonwealth, which is absolutely crazy. And these nominations came in for dads who are struggling during the holidays. They're not looking for handouts, though. They're working hard. Yep. Some of them working two jobs. Some of them falling on hard times. Some of them are dealing with illnesses with their families. Some of them are dealing with cars breaking down. And this is an opportunity during the holidays where these dads are struggling to provide a holiday season for their kids and their families, and we get to help them by gifting them with $500 and taking care of the presents for their children.
Wow. I love that. I love that. All right. So we have the nominations, and obviously teams going through them, picking out the dads who are going to get this. Where do we come up with the $500 per dad? And you said something about presents for the kids. How do we get involved in that?
Well, luckily, we are about one or two adoptive families short, which is amazing. So we only need one or two more people to step up and adopt a family, which we'll be giving those families by next Wednesday. We'll be giving them their shopping list for the kids. So we need two more of those. But the thing we're having, the biggest problem with this year is finding people to sponsor these dads. We are going to give 60 dads $500 cash each, and that's a very lofty goal by us as Fatherhood Foundation, sure. But we know we can meet that. So we need about 11 more sponsors, whether it's a sponsor where you go in with a couple people, like you know how that works, and where maybe it's a business that wants to sponsor a dad. Whatever we make, we're giving it right back to the dad. It goes into our bank account, comes back out as cash, and we hand the dad in the state of Virginia, $500 to use during the holidays.
Wow. All right. Last time you were here, one of my friends reached out and said, hey, my wife and I want to sponsor a family. And I know you followed up, got them all signed up on board. And so we need one or two, you say. So we got to figure out how to take care of a couple of families, a couple of dads. Now, let me remind everybody, you said you can do it as a group. Each and every year, and we've done this for a number of years now, Jamal is just a dear friend. I love Jamal. And Jamal and I get together. We split the cost of the dad, right? We each pony up half, and frankly, we feel pretty good about ourselves. And then we get back to snacking. And our lovely brides, Heidi and Sakina, they take care of the gifts for the kids, and they can make a day out of it. They go out, they're on the phone, they're coordinating. It actually turns out to be not just a rewarding thing, but Chris, it's a lot of fun to do.
Well, that's a great thing. And I literally just got a text from a child who's been doing this for the past 3 years. He gets his baseball team that he's a part of, and he adopts a family. And he said, Coach Beach, I coached him when he was 5 years old, and now he's old enough to do this. He's in high school now, and he said, Coach Beach, I want another family. My baseball team and I are going to get together. We're going to bring all the presents. We're going to wrap them together, and we're going to bring them to Father Christmas. So think about that. You know, the teens are always looking for ways to give back, and if you have a team of 15 people all buying presents for two or three kids, imagine the way that you can pamper these children.
Love that. Now, one of the things that we've decided to do, Chris, and I want to share with everybody because maybe some of our champion dads can think about this. We had a number of folks, Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Bacon Company. We've got Beaver Dam Grill. They're making shirts and selling them, and they're taking that money to sponsor dads and families. Laura, I know, is out there at the markets every week, and she's selling stuff specifically to take that money and then give it back to Fatherhood Foundation, Father Christmas, and the rest of it. So, I mean, there's just a lot of community that can get involved in this. I don't want anybody to feel intimidated, like, oh, my God, it's $500, Jeff. I don't have that at the moment. It's cool. You got four buddies. It's $100 a piece. It's a company. It's a team. It's whatever. But you can definitely make it work.
Oh, and I got my shirt from the Beaver Dam Grill, but I can't find it because it's camouflage. Sorry, bad dad joke. I had to say it. But I got my shirt. They're great shirts. I mean, stuff like that where people are just doing a little bit. Everybody wants to help out and doing things like that. They're creative. Getting your team, splitting it with somebody. It's a really great way to give back to the community.
All right, so if somebody's listening right now, they say, okay, you know what, I'm in, Jeff, or I'll be in for a part, or okay, Coach Beach, I got a couple of guys that I work with, we'll all pony up for this. How do they get signed up, actually?
It's very simple. You go to our website and go to vadad.org, and then you go /programs, and Father Christmas is right there. Or to make it even easier, go to fatherchristmasva.org. And you can do it all right there. So everything is on that page. And for a little extra inspiration, you will see the two videos we had from last year, one down in Hampton Roads, the one down here in Richmond. And this year we'll be doing it in three locations, 25 dads in Hampton Roads, 25 dads here in Richmond, and then another 10 dads down in Southwest Virginia.
This has grown so much, Chris, and I know you don't want to take credit for it, but man, you deserve a lot of the credit. You are out there, you're in the diaper van, you're traveling throughout Virginia, and you're just making this stuff sort of happen. And the weird thing, though, I'm going to let people in on a little secret. As successful as Father Christmas is every year, you never actually show up for Father Christmas. I don't get it, dude.
I don't, and it just... I'm there in spirit, definitely there in spirit. Might be wearing a little red sometimes, but I'm not there. A person that I know very closely that has a jolly old laugh is there in my place. So I get to enjoy it from that vantage point. And, it's crazy you bring up diapers. We will be giving out over 100,000 diapers in December. We'll be doing a diaper giveaway in Northern Neck, a diaper giveaway down in Lynchburg, a diaper giveaway down in Chesapeake, and I'm working on one, a diaper giveaway here in the Central Virginia area, too. So it's we just not only are we spreading cheer with holidays, but we're helping dads by giving them diapers so they can take that $70 and use it somewhere else for the holidays.
I love it. Chris Beach is joining us. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm going to remind you, FatherChristmasVA.org. FatherChristmasVA.org. That's where you go. You get signed up right there. Help out sponsoring a dad, sponsoring a family. There's all sorts of options there. I don't know, with as busy as you are, Chris, you may not have seen it, but the CBS Network News, the big television operation, did a big story on Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and his efforts to help the guys and the gals. I mean, he does a lot with the HEART program, but to help them get their lives together. So that sort of stuff is attracting national attention. Of course, we're graduating these inside-out dads in a variety of places throughout Virginia. Again, it's just it's grown so much. We're touching so many people and making a difference.
Well, Jeff, tomorrow I am graduating the next class of our 24/7 NED class, which is a class down at the Healing Place, which is a rehab center for people who are battling addiction. And we are graduating another class tomorrow for doing that. So we're graduating classes from jail. We're graduating classes from rehab centers. We had a class last night for New Dad 101. We are reaching dads across the Commonwealth every single week and helping them be stronger men by connecting them and building their relationships with mom and building strong relationships and bonds between them and their children.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Well, I'm going to urge people. I'll get this shared on social media, of course, and let's see that if we can get this closed out real fast. So give us the numbers one more time. How many families, how many dads do we have to...
We need about two more adopted families, two more, and I'm sure we'll get that because somebody will hear this and they'll want to adopt, or there's people who have not adopted this year that have done it in the past, and there's like, oh, I forgot to do that. So we'll definitely get that, but we need about 11 more dads sponsored at $500 to reach our goal of all 60 dads.
Okay. All right. So we need 11 more dads sponsored. It's $500 per dad, two more families as well. So we'll get that out there. Let's get this done. I'd like to get it done sooner rather than later, right? We can't get be hanging on the hook on this till Thanksgiving. Let's get it done now and get everybody up and running. And what about Christmas this year? Is there a presence in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, I was asked?
There is. And we are actually, the Daddy Diaper Band is going to be in it. And our theme is Dads Change Diapers Too. So if you see us in the Christmas Parade, we'll have a big, and Jeff, I'd love to have you again if you'd be willing to come on. And, you know, we'll be doing that. And if you see our float, scan the QR code and we'll be giving away a free year supply of diapers to anybody who sees us in the float and scans that code and registers to get our newsletters, because we're giving away diapers throughout the entire year. And that's just a way of saying, hey, dads change diapers too.
I love it. Chris, God bless you, man. We will talk soon. That is Chris Beach. He is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Again, we're going to need sponsors for two more families and 11 more dads. We can do this. We do it every year. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Got to poke and annoy you. And, you know, I don't mind doing that, but we're doing it for a good reason. And yes, there will be a Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia presence in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, a float, as well as the diaper van. That is pretty cool. It is 546. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Our forecast for the personal injury attorneys of Cravens and Knoll Weather Center for this evening: of the overnight cloudy skies, overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow, TGI Friday, rain in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, highs of 59. Right now it's 51 at Richmond's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me see here. Jeff, Lee and Henrico writes, I believe the Second Amendment gives us the inherent right to purchase and carry a firearm any way that we care to. All right. Dave from Claremont says, Jeff, we're going to lose our right to work. We're going to lose our gun rights, and taxes are about to go up. Sad days ahead. You're absolutely correct. And those that voted for this will have it all on their hands. It doesn't make it any easier for the rest of us, but they talked about affordability, and they're about to make it less affordable to live in our beloved Commonwealth. So what happens? Right to work goes away. Businesses go away. Jobs go away. People move. Then what happens? Well, I think the plan in many ways for the leftists is to turn large swaths of central Virginia into northern Virginia and really make us another commuter suburb for D.C., right? They did that to Loudoun. You saw that. I mean, Fairfax always was, but they did it to Loudoun. They did it to Prince William, Stafford, Spotsy. It's coming this way. It's why there's been such a push for high-speed rail in the town of Ashland. Because what they want is to make Ashland and Hanover into a suburb of D.C. It would completely and totally change Hanover, obviously. I am completely and totally against it. And then there's a part of me that says, okay, let's be honest about this. If they bring high-speed rail into Ashland and all of a sudden we become a commuter suburb of D.C., what happens to the house prices? Well, the house prices have already gone up. I mean, we've seen it in just a couple of years how much they've gone up. They'll go up even more, which sounds great, except your tax bill goes up proportionally, and you might not be able to live in the very house where you live today. Or you cash out and say, okay, I'm selling the house. We're selling the house. Boom, gone. Now, where are you going? Like, have you got money to go somewhere else after you sell that house? I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Walt sends a note. Walt 804 says, Jeff, I hadn't heard about the Democrats planning a permit to purchase a firearm until you spoke of it earlier. I believe it, though. My delegate texted me. He told me, quote, look out, Walt. The next 4 years are going to be transformative. But God is always in control. That's true. That's true. And I'm with you. I think there's a reason. I don't understand it. But I also am concerned when people step back from their responsibilities and then put it all on God. You know, God's going to handle this. Okay, well, God needs a little help from you in this regard, too, okay? You got to step up to the plate, for goodness sakes. Don't be sitting around, right? It's the thing, we've all heard some version of this. Somebody drowns in a hurricane, right? You've heard this. And they go to heaven, and they're sitting there, and they're talking to God. Hey, how come you didn't rescue me? And God's like, dude, I gave you news reports telling you about the flooding. I made sure that you were able to get up onto your roof. I sent a helicopter by. I sent a fire truck by when there was no flooding. I sent a rowboat by. And you just kept saying, well, God, rescue me. I tried. I think that's where we are. You got to take a look at what's really going on and then, you know, get your tuchus in gear. All right. 757 says, Jeff, cranberries absolutely can be frozen and used. We use them throughout the year and we use them as drinks, as ice cubes. We make fresh cranberry sauce with some oranges as well. Yum. I'm with you. And from RVA says, Jeff, a cinnamon stick in the cranberries as you cook them is also a great addition. Absolutely. Yeah. Because TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market was with us a little bit earlier. And what did he say? Pomegranates. Put some of the pomegranate seeds in there. Sort of enhances the flavor, gives it some extra body, a little crunch. I'm definitely going to try that. Totally. I'm totally going to try. I love making the fresh cranberry sauce. And I make it as often as I can. And moments from now, I will post over on Facebook. I'll put it up on The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as well as the Jeff Katz page, Radio Katz on Facebook. I will put up the tried and true Jeff Katz turkey brine. And this year, you heard TJ Leonard is going to compare it. They're doing a taste-off at the Leonard family home between my brine and their brine. We'll have a full brine report, I trust. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.